Hey, how's it going, guys? Today I have the RCA Viking 10 II tablet here. This is supposedly the successor of the Voyager Pro that was available last year, but this year it comes without a keyboard. So on the box here, it says it has 16 gigs of onboard storage, a 10-inch HD display, hence the name 10 Viking, a quad-core processor, Android 6.0, dual cameras, up to 8 hours. Now, I'm not sure if it's exactly gonna be 8 hours, but there's definitely a larger battery we can assume in this tablet. And for the 10-inch display, there's a 1280 by 800 display, so it is HD. And then the Google Play Store. And it doesn't say much on the sides or back, so let's see what we get inside. All right, so we have the tablet in here. Wow, has a pretty interesting feel. It's plastic again, but has this more matte finish with the texture on it. And then inside of this, I think it's a manual. Yep, you have a manual here if you need to read it. We're gonna skip out on it for now. A DC cable to charge your tablet. All right, so let's turn this on. All right, so while it's starting, let's see on the side here, we have a USB port, the power button, 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, micro USB, an HDMI, mini HDMI port with a microphone, and a micro SD card slot on the back here that supports up to 128 gigs, and then the volume controls on the back here. And then I believe this is a 2-megapixel rear facing camera, and then as well as on the front, this is also a 2-megapixel rear facing or front facing camera. And then on the bottom, interestingly, we have a dock that can support a keyboard if you want it, that RCA sells separately for about $40 on their website. Or if you have the Voyager from last year, you can also use that keyboard too on this. Unfortunately, I don't have mine with me, so I can't really show you. But yeah, it's kind of the same formula from last year. I forgot to mention, there's also a speaker on the back here. And then there's like this kind of interesting kind of diamond texture on the back. I kind of like it, you know? It doesn't show fingerprints that much or anything like that. So we're introduced with the screen. Now, the screen is kind of the same as last year. There's no bad side viewing angles or anything, so that's definitely a plus. There's no like burned screen you'd have. And I don't know if it's just me, but looks like it's about the same. I'm not sure if it's a little brighter than last year's, but yeah, I really can't compare it. Sorry guys, I don't have the Viking Pro with me yet. So far, I have to say, just by scrolling around, it definitely feels a lot more smoother than the Voyager Pro. So that's a plus so far. I mean, there's no keyboard. That's the one downside. But, I mean, if it's smoother, I think it's probably worth the exchange. Yeah, so let's go ahead and check out a video really quickly and do a quick benchmark. And this is what everyone plays on their videos, this song right here. It definitely sounds better than the other previous versions I've used. It feels less distorted. It doesn't get too loud though, and yeah, I guess that's a speaker for you. I mean, you're definitely not going to be buying this tablet or any other cheap tablet for the speaker alone. So if we go in here, there's Bluetooth 4.0. Alright, so you only have about 10 gigs available. I don't know if you can see that very well. 347 megabits is used out of 10.72 gigs. So 10 gigs, not that much. It's a decent amount. But as always, you can use a micro SD card and put it in here. And again, that supports up to 128 gigs. So let me go ahead and put my SD card in. Basically, when you put it in, you'll hear a little click. I don't know if you can hear that or if the camera picked that up. And then when you're done with the SD card, if you ever want to remove it, you don't pull it out. You actually have to push again. And then it comes back up. I hear that you can actually bring apps to the SD card, transfer applications onto the SD cards. All right, let me go back and let's format this as an internal. So after formatting this Samsung SD card will only work on in this device. This requires the Samsung SD card to be formatted to make it secure. After formatting this Samsung SD card will only work in this device. Formatting erases all data currently stored in the SD card. To avoid losing data, consider backing it up. Okay, let's move later. So RMI is working to move photos and files, go into storage. What? So are you able to use this to put apps on there? Let's see. If we go into, let's just try Asphalt 8. Change. Oh, sweet. Awesome. So you can pretty much move this stuff onto the SD card. This is a biggie, because before you weren't able to do this, you probably had to root it. But with Android 6.0, it's not a problem anymore. So this tablet is packed with an MT8163 quad-core processor clocked at 1.3 GHz with 1 gig of RAM and an ARM Cortex A53. This processor sounds similar to the Viking Pros, but it's a newer MediaTek processor, so it's definitely slightly faster and stuff, and you'll notice that on when we do some gameplay. Let's go ahead and download the AnTuTu benchmark in a game here, just to check out how it is. So now that the benchmarking is done, it gets at 33,000. Last time it was around 19,000, but the AnTuTu benchmark version is a little more different this time around, so when I get my RCA Viking Pro, I'll have to test that out too. But I definitely believe that there is some significant improvement from the last one to this one, from that one to this one. But on here it says for 3D gaming performance, it says this device has a bad experience with 3D games. 3D games. I mean, I'll test that out right now. So with Subway Surfer. So I think what it's trying to say is that you won't be able to play those bigger, more heavy 3D games like Injustice, Gods Among Us. But you know, we'll test out with this one here, Subway Surfers. Oh my gosh. So what else am I missing here? I don't know if I mentioned this, but you can also charge this besides the DC port that it gives. You can also charge it through the micro USB cable, you can have a micro USB cable to charge it from if you end up losing the DC port. And yeah, so far it's not doing a bad job. I can see very slight stuttering, but it's nothing too bad though. I mean, I've definitely seen worse. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely performing pretty smoothly overall. I don't see a problem with it. Now, this is only one game I'm doing right now, and I really don't have much time. I'm just doing an unboxing video here. So, I will be doing the full review pretty soon. So, be sure to subscribe for that. And if there's anything you want to see in the review specifically, let me know. I'll hopefully have it out within a few weeks from this video. Alright, so I think that's everything to show you. I think there's a camera too. I'll show you that quickly. So both have a front and rear facing 2-megapixel camera. On here it seems like you have a few more options now, software wise, for what you want, what kind of effect you want, if you want an aqua effect, negative, mono. Let me take picture of this right here, and you can hold to track an object. I can see the camera, even though it's only 2 megapixels, I can see it being useful for taking photos you missed from class, like notes or something. Well, that's definitely readable. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So one other thing I like about this tablet, or RCA tablets in general, is that they pretty much have stock Android. So let me show you that it's Android 6.0 here. If we go down to About Tablet, yep, Android 6.0, Marshmallow. And let's go ahead, it shows that little game. It's just like Flappy Bird. Give me Yeah, I'm not good at this. But yeah, so you have basically stock Android, like I said before, with a few exceptions here. So Target is basically an app here that's installed for you. I think it's like a shopping app or something like that. So let's go ahead and uninstall that. I mean, no disrespect to Target, but if you just want to get rid of that, I'm saying, let's just see if we can. So if we go down into apps, go all the way down to Target. Yep, and you can uninstall it. So basically when you uninstall it, it'll free up 67 megabytes. And yeah, so like I said, if there's anything that you want to know about this tablet, please leave it down in the comments below. And I really hope you enjoyed this video. Please give it a thumbs up if you did. And as always, thanks for watching.